This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
All Hit Radio!
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob Vicano.
And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. We're coming to you from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and around the world on the X-Zone Broadcast Network and our family of broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers. If you'd like to send us an email, it's very simple, X-Zone at xzoneradiotv.com, on all social media sites, X-Zone Radio TV, and our website, xzoneradiotv.com. Now, I just have a little message before we get to our guest this hour. His name is Daniel Johnston. We're going to be talking to Daniel about an LDS guide to Mesoamerica and an LDS guide to the Yucatan. But before I get to Daniel, I'd just like to let you, the X-Zone Nation, know that we are going to be sponsoring an Indiegogo page helping to raise money for Sylvia's Haven. Now, Sylvia's Haven, as you all know, we've had Sylvia Anthony on the show a number of times. She's going to be back on with us this Friday night as well. Is a center, a home, where homeless mothers or people, mothers with children who are victims of domestic violence can go. It's a safe haven. And it is not funded by any state, municipal, or federal authority. Everything is done by Sylvia and her volunteer staff. She's 84 years old. She's helped over 1,087 ladies with their families. That in my books is something paramount. So what we're doing is we are going to help and try to raise $250,000 on Indiegogo. We've also going to be launching a new website for Sylvia entitled Sylvia's Dream, because we want to help Sylvia's dream come true of having a Sylvia's Haven in each and every state. She's 84. God bless her. So we just want to be part of the solution, because so many people today can be part of the problem. More about that as we get closer to Friday. But as I said, my guest this hour is Daniel Johnston. He is the principal author of An LDS Guide to Mesoamerica and An LDS Guide to the Yucatan. His firesides on ancient American sites, culture, and artifacts that relate to Mormon beliefs are always well received. He is an active high priest in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and has taught Mormon gospel doctrine classes for 6 years. As a missionary in Argentina, he has had many opportunities to explain Mormon beliefs to others and has appeared on radio talk shows like Spooky South Coast in Massachusetts and Drive Time Live in Utah to discuss Mormon positions and answer questions. He works as a digital artist and teacher, and he's joining us from his home just north of San Francisco. His website is www.ldsguide.blogspot.com. And Daniel Johnston, welcome to the X Zone.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Great having you with us, Daniel. For people who are listening in parts of the world that have not had the experience and pleasure of meeting missionaries from the LDS, can you, in about 2 minutes, give us a encapsulated version of the LDS and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
Oh, well, certainly, yeah. It's a Christian religion, we are a worldwide church. Mm-hmm. Many people think of us as being, you know, from the United States or American. And of course, that's kind of where the center of things is, but we don't represent anything like that. We have members worldwide. We're Christians. We have a strong belief mm-hmm. in Jesus Christ. We're different from a lot of Christians, though. We have additional scriptures, one of being the Book of Mormon. That's why we're called Mormons. It's kind of a nickname by others. And the modern elements of our church actually began in the early 1830s with a person known as Joseph Smith. Many people may have heard of him. You know, there are Mormon or LDS missionaries mm-hmm. All throughout the world, helping people, sharing our message, and you know, just trying to teach people more about us.
All right, Daniel, you and I have to take a 2-minute commercial break. Please stand by. Looking forward to spending the next hour with you, and I'm going to love to hear about your LDS guide to Mesoamerica and LDS guide to the Yucatan. Exonation Daniel Johnson is our guest. www.ldsguide.blogspot.com. And the books that we're going to be talking about tonight are available on Amazon.com and on many of the online bookstores, as well as their publisher, Cedar Fort. The X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard, Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, right here from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break in 2 minutes with our guest Daniel Johnson as we talk about an LDS guide to Mesoamerica and an LDS guide to the Yucatan. Modern Esoteric, Beyond Our Senses by Brad Olson, consummates the lifeology story about where humanity originates. It is the lost continents, the primitive wisdom, the mythos of creation, and the rethinking of ancient history as we are taught in academia. There is much more to the story than what we have been told. As this is the first book in the Esoteric series, Modern Esoteric starts at the beginning of time and accelerates up to this modern age. Future Esoteric is book 2 in the series and takes a forward-looking position ahead of today with an open and honest examination of the ET issue and various unexplained phenomena. To discover the writings of author Brad Olson, visit www.bradolson.com. That's www.bradolson.com. Named one of the world's greatest psychics, Elizabeth Joyce is now giving readings worldwide via Skype. Elizabeth Joyce is recognized for her clairvoyant ability to help find missing persons, her analysis of dreams, past life regression work, mediumship, and her accurate predictions. Elizabeth has been a frequent guest on the X-Zone radio show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, now for several years. For an appointment with Elizabeth Joyce, call 201-934-8986 or Skype at elizabeth.joyce. And for more information, you can always visit Elizabeth Joyce online at www.new-visions.com.
Have a disease that you would like to alleviate through a natural means? Have you been contacted by angels, ghosts, or even extraterrestrials and want to validate these experiences? Or would you simply like to speak with someone who can help you find your life's purpose? I'm Dr. Joseph Mara, and I'm offering my services free of charge for first-time clients contacting me during the month of April. These free consultations include angel card readings, guided meditations, life coaching, and energy healing. If you have always wanted to explore these types of experiences but were skeptical or simply could not afford them, then take advantage of this free special offer. Contact me through my website, aguidinglight, spelled L-I-T-E.com, to schedule your consultation today. Until then, I offer you love, light, and laughter.
Welcome back, everyone. We're speaking to Daniel Johnson this hour. He's the principal author of An LDS Guide to Mesoamerica and An LDS Guide to the Yucatan. www.ldsguide.blogspot.com is the website. And Daniel, tell me about An LDS Guide to Mesoamerica.
Well, certainly. Now, initially, I can imagine that this book and its contents would be of greatest interest to Mormons, and especially that are into particular topics here. But it all began by a couple of friends and I, who's my co-authors, talking about various sites in Mexico and Guatemala, things like that. And I had been down once before with my wife, visiting a couple sites in the Yucatan Peninsula, and basically just kind of said to a couple of buddies of mine, we should just try it and do it. And I speak Spanish and had some familiarity around there, so we actually began to research some sites, find out some of the history and the background behind them, and to go and do that. So we did one initial visit to Yucatan Peninsula and had a good time doing that, and really enjoyed the people, the places, and the sites we saw, and we even came across some unexpected ones. And then the following year, we decided to do sort of a bigger trip that was Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras. And as we were doing this, we kind of thought it'd be great if there would be, someone had written kind of a guidebook specifically to these types of things. You know, there are wonderful books, archaeological books about this area. There are also great guidebooks about it as well. But there, among the Mormon community, there is kind of an industry tourism industry of guides taking people down to visit these sites. And no one had ever done kind of like a site-specific guide. Here's what to see at this site. Here's how to get there. And we kept kind of hoping someone would do that. And eventually we said, well, let's just do it ourselves. And so we began to take the fruits of our research and the places we'd gone and kind of put it into this book.
I have to agree with you. Down at the Yucatan and through Mesoamerica, it's just a beautiful area. The people are super. And it's filled with archaeology. It's filled with history. Mm-hmm. And the people are so pleasant, and I would highly recommend anyone who's looking to go on a trip where they want to experience the ancient cultures, the ancient mysteries, the ancient architecture, the archaeology, certainly go down to the Yucatan and to Mesoamerica. What's your favorite place in the Yucatan?
My favorite site there?
Yes.
That's a tough one. And actually, I would have to agree with you as far as that area. And if people haven't been there before and they're kind of wondering what it's like, a bit nervous about it, the Yucatan is actually a great place to go because it's quite safe.
It is.
We're all set up for tourism. Even if you don't speak Spanish, because there's so much tourism industry there, you can still get around. There are buses that will take you over there. There are tours and on guides. Really a great place to go. We've been to wonderful places, say, in Guatemala, but it's much more remote, a little more dangerous. Mm-hmm. It requires a bit more of an adventurous attitude and also be able to speak the language. And that's kind of a whole different experience that we had as well. But with the Yucatan, yeah, it's a wonderful place. And perhaps one of my favorite sites there, it's hard to pin it down, but there's a site called Calakmul. It's at the very southern edge of the Yucatan Peninsula, very close to the border with Guatemala, the northern border there. And we actually did not know about it until we were in this little town and talking to people on the street and told us about it. And it's a really wonderful, beautiful sight. We got up early one morning, drove down there out of our way to see it. And it's just fascinating. I mean, massive pyramids just rising out of the trees in the jungle. It's a huge site at its height, could have had hundreds of thousands of people living there. Just really neat. It's also a wildlife preserve in the area. And so we really enjoyed that one.
You know, we went down in 2012 to do research for a number of our shows and our TV productions on the Mayan calendar, the end of the Mayan calendar, December the 21st, 2012. And I was wondering what your views were or are on that. Is there any correlation with what is in the Book of Mormon to the end of the Mayan calendar or to the end days at all?
No, not as such. And the Maya as a people are kind of a later culture, mm-hmm. perhaps not directly connected with the Book of Mormon. But in the second book, An LDS Guide to the Yucatan, I actually have a chapter about the year 2012. And it was before 2012 when I wrote it. Of course, now it's come and gone, and yep. everything's still okay. But it does explain the whole point of the Mayan calendar, how that works. And it never was an end date. It was just the end of a very major cycle.
Exactly.
And so the Maya looked at time as being cyclical. And almost if you can imagine the odometer in a car mm-hmm. as one number hits to zero, although yep. in the Mayan number system it was a 20 base, not 10, it would roll over and the next one would go up. And so imagine at that point everything kind of going back to 000 yep. and starting a new cycle. So it wasn't an end date, but just kind of, you know, a major date.
They described it to me as, well, you, on December the 31st, take down the old calendar and put up the new one. And it's like, simplicity.
Right. And they actually have, you know, the ancient Maya had calendars where they were calculating hundreds of thousands yep. of years into the past and even years into the future beyond our current date. So they really looked at time as being a very long, huge cycle that has kept on going.
It's amazing the amount of knowledge they had for such an ancient society.
Yeah, it is. And I have the feeling that ancient people weren't as primitive as we like to imagine, that they were just like us. Mm-hmm. And you know, they knew a lot of things that we don't. And a lot of things that we go through, they went through as well.
Is there any connection between the LDS and Mesoamerica and the Yucatan?
Well, not the Yucatan in specifically, but mm-hmm. the whole point is, for us, a very important book is called the Book of Mormon.
Yes.
And we believe it to be a book of scripture, a book of ancient scripture, like the Bible. Mm-hmm. The one thing is that it was written by people who were led by a prophet, left the land of Jerusalem in about 600 B.C., were followed to to go to a promised land, which happened to be the Americas, the American continent. And so the interesting thing about it is that it talks about the history of a couple of groups of people here in the Americas, and what happened to them, their histories, their prophecies, even has the visit of Jesus Christ to them after his death and resurrection in the old world. Hmm. And so because of that, there has been a great deal of interest in the Mormon community in ancient American people, North America, South America, in their cultures and their beliefs, and perhaps trying to correlate some things that you see in ancient history and ancient archaeology with the Book of Mormon. So that's probably the origin of the interest there.
Now, we've had the pleasure of talking to members of the LDS before, and I was wondering if you could share the story with our listeners about Joseph Smith.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of a long one. Anything in particular that I could focus on there?
Well, how he found the books.
Okay, yeah, certainly. We believe that Joseph Smith was a modern-day prophet, just like prophets in, say, the Old mm-hmm. Testament, and that he was called to do very important work. And we believe that our church actually did not start in the 1800s. It wasn't a Reformation or Protestant of anything else that was there, but we believe it was a restoration of ancient things. And so the Book of Mormon actually was translated by him from ancient records, from a book that was created and made from what he described as plates of what looked like gold. And many people have heard that story, mm-hmm. Joe Smith's Gold Bible or things like that. And so our belief is that he was an angel of God communicated with him, and this angel was, in fact, the very last prophet who wrote in the Book of Mormon, safeguarded it, and buried it. And then he was directed to find it where it had been buried in the earth for over 1,000 years, and to he was prepared and instructed to finally get that record and translate it. and the translation was published in 1830 as the Book of Mormon.
Now, is where Joseph Smith found the plates in Palmyra, New York?
Yes, there's a hill which is become known as the Hill Cumorah. And so that's the place that he was directed to go to. It was not very far from where he was living. And so our belief is that that's where, in mortality, the last person in the Book of Mormon, a man named Moroni, who was safeguarding the plates, finishing the record, and he buried it in that spot, and there it remained safe and concealed from the rest of the world. So that was its final resting spot, if you will. But among LDS scholars today, the general consensus is that most of the events talked about in the Book of Mormon take place in a small area, and that Mesoamerica is the best candidate for that.
Interesting. I attended a pageant in Palmyra at the Hill one day, and you know, it's a wonderful story. It's very rich in tradition. It's very rich in culture. And is Mormonism or the LDS the older part of the LDS? Does it predate Christianity?
Well, that's an interesting question. As I said, our belief is that Joseph Smith, he was not officially a member of any church, and so he was not like other Protestant religions as far as, you know, breaking away from something.
Right.
And so the belief is that he restored an ancient church, which would have dated back to Christ and his apostles, and in fact even dated back to Adam and Eve, so that Adam and Eve were given the true belief in God. And that this was, you know, carried on more or less throughout the Old Testament, and then, you know, down through apostolic times. So our belief is it was a restoration of things that date back that far.
So, you know, Bible scholars tell us about the Council of Nicaea, where over 2 years the Bible was basically taken apart and put back together again. Has this ever happened with the Book of Mormon?
Not exactly. I think, of course, with the big thing we know about the Council of Nicaea is the Nicene Creed about the nature of God. That was one of the big issues they had to resolve. So the Book of Mormon hasn't really been taken apart. It's existed really in pretty much the same form as when it was first published. During his lifetime, Joseph Smith made various grammatical changes and little fixes here and there. As you know, various editions got published, and you know, typos were found or things he looked at, they thought, "Oh, this could be better translated." So it's remained in pretty much the same form since then.
All right, stand by, Daniel. You and I have to take our news break at the bottom of the hour. XO Nation, Daniel Johnson is our special guest. LDSguide.blogspot.com, and we'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away. Are you considering calling a psychic to read your situation? Then consider David Champion, a psychic medium for more than 20 years with thousands of readings under his belt. David Champion will make you feel comfortable. He has proven to be honest and accurate. He's a straight shooter. There's no guesswork. What he sees is what you get. While he is a medium, most of the calls focus on relationships, not only love, but work, school, neighbors, and more. Need help with finding a job and preparing for the interview? Are you dealing with people who are obstacles in your path? For more information, go to davidchampion.com, $1.50 per minute, paid by credit card, with a minimum of 30 minutes. For your reading with David Champion, call 1-877-702-8598. That's 1-877-702-8598. Now you can dial in to listen to the X-Zone Radio Show from anywhere in the world with Rob McConnell 24/7, 365 by dialing 213-401-0080. That's 213-401-0080. If you have a mobile phone or landline, the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell is now at your beck and call at 213-401-0080. That's 213-401-0080, 24/7, 365. Now you can dial in to listen to the X-Zone Radio Show from anywhere in the world with Rob McConnell 24/7, 365 by dialing 213-401-0080. That's 213-401-0080. If you have a mobile phone or landline, the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell is now at your beck and call at 213-401-0080. That's 213-401-0080, 24/7, 365.
This is the X-Zone Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
And welcome back, everyone. Daniel Johnson is our special guest. He is the principal author of An LDS Guide to Mesoamerica and An LDS Guide to the Yucatan. His website is www.ldsguide.blogspot.com. And Daniel, thanks very much for joining us tonight. Always a pleasure learning about someone else's religion, someone else's belief. And in our opinion here, one of the biggest problems today in the world is a lack of respect. You know, I believe that if we respected each other and respected each other's religious philosophies more, that a lot of the negativity in the world when it comes to the different cultures wouldn't exist. I really believe that we all can exist together on this little planet of ours. And thanks very much for sharing your time with us.
Sure, it's a pleasure to be here, and I agree with you. You know that in the United States, fairly recently with our last presidential election, we had a candidate for president who was of our faith, Mitt Romney.
Yes.
And that actually brought out some religious prejudices in our own land, which were kind of sad to hear, and people talking about the things that were not quite true, or accusing them of various things. And so I think it's great to understand what the truth is about what people believe, and that does lead to more respect.
Yeah, I see. I was very lucky when I was a child. I was raised in a part of Montreal that was multicultural. We learned about each other's holidays. We learned about each other's traditions. We celebrated with each other. We became one melted pot family. And I really believe that this is what the world is missing today, is to get to know the different holidays that other people celebrate, understanding their religions, getting to know the story behind the story instead of just taking everything from the surface. And, well, we see where that's gotten us over the years.
Right. And I've had quite a few experiences to answer questions and explain these things, and help people understand, our point of view a little bit better. And I think that can just help, put things in greater perspective. And as I do this, I learn about other people's views. And again, the whole idea is to focus on more understanding and respecting each other. And that can only help the bigger picture, I think.
I agree with you 100%, sir. What is the difference between the LDS and other religions, for example, Catholicism?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some major distinctions between us and, say, major Christian religions.
All right, yeah.
That has to do with, one is the fact that we believe in additional scriptures besides the Bible. We have the Bible. We also have the Book of Mormon. Some things about our beliefs in man's innate nature, his eternal perspective, man's relationship to God, might be some things that make us a bit different. Similar to the Catholic Church, we actually believe there was an apostolic church set up with Peter as the head apostle, with authority given to him from Christ. Unlike the Catholic Church, we believe that line was broken, that he did not pass on that authority, and that because of that, the world was in many centuries of darkness, and that it had to be restored later on. And that for us, we believe that happened through Joseph Smith, the Book of Mormon, and other things.
Did we live before we became mortal beings, before we were born?
Well, we would say that yes, we did, that we as spirit beings are eternal. And we actually have quite a very specific doctrine about this, that we all are literally children of God, whom we call our Heavenly Father, and that we lived in what we call a premortal existence. And that in that existence, as spirit children of God, we grew, we progressed, we learned things, but there was a limit to what we could learn, kind of like a child in the home.
Right.
So the time comes when you have to leave and make your own way. And so because of that, this world was created for us as a physical experience where we could start a new walk by faith and see what we were really made of. So we believe this mortal existence is a very small part in our whole eternal existence, but a very crucial one.
So do you believe in reincarnation?
We don't believe in reincarnation. And
okay.
So the idea is that we get one turn in mortality, and that when we die, the spirit separates from the body. But we do believe in a resurrection, that we will all be resurrected through the grace of Christ, and that we will continue to live eternally. And so this body that we have right now is very important. It is our body. That the experiences that we have in this life, this is the time for us to do our work. So not in a reincarnation, but we do believe that after this life, there is still much that will be left for us to do.
So based on the LDS doctrine, what is the purpose of life? What are our trials, and what is our reason for being here? Are we just spirits enjoying a physical experience? Are we here to learn? Are we here to help each other?
We are here to learn. Mm-hmm. We believe that this mortality is an important part of our eternal progression, and that there are only certain things, a certain limit we can get to as spirit beings, that we need the time to walk by faith, forgetting what we had known before, and have physical experiences. And so we look at this time on Earth as a time of probation, almost like a school,
wow,
where we learn things, we're tested, and that how much we progress on this Earth will carry with us in the next life after death. And so we had progressed as much as we could in our spirit premortal existence, and this time on Earth is a time for us to improve upon that, and that it's a necessary step for what lies ahead. So the idea is to walk by faith. Each one of us might have some kind of specific mission or thing to do on this Earth that we're trying to find. Of course, it is to help each other, serve each other. Jesus taught the greatest commandments were to love God and to love your neighbor. So that's a big part of it.
What happens to us after death? Do we go to heaven? Do we go to a next level of our existence? And if so, what is that level?
Well, that's obviously the question that I think everyone wonders about, and most religions try to deal with in some way. This is actually something the Book of Mormon teaches about a good bit. So we believe that as eternal spirit beings, when our body dies, the spirit keeps on living. Mm-hmm. And there's no heaven or hell right away. In fact, our view is a bit more multifaceted than that. But that all the spirits of everyone who has been born upon this earth will return to a spirit world, which is actually here upon the earth. And that in the spirit world is a time of waiting between our death and our eventual future resurrection. And that in that spirit world, we kind of receive the results of what we had done in this life.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a chance for us to progress further to help others. And for those who haven't done as much as they could in life or didn't have the opportunity, there will be a chance for them in that spirit world to learn things and to find out what they need to do and to kind of choose the right path as well. So that there is, I guess, an ever-ongoing work that happens even after death.
So we're always a work in progress.
maybe until some eternal point, but yeah, that's kind of how we see it.
You know, I've talked to many people over the last 22 years doing this show, Daniel, and there are those who believe in reincarnation, that we come back thousands of times. I was speaking to a gentleman earlier this evening who said that he channeled an angel. The angel told him that he had had over 1,000 lives, and in a previous life he was this, you know, he was this great person, and then he was another great person. And I've got to be honest with you, I have a problem with reincarnation, as talked about by the New Age movement. I have a very hard time with it. And there are many aspects of the New Age religion that seem to totally go against logic, but it also goes against many of the new religious and old religious philosophies. As a member of the LDS, how do you deal with that?
With the idea of religion, or reincarnation, or new religions, or
the New Age order, the belief that, you know, we're all one spirit, and basically that the religions as we know it were written in such a time that there was no conception of the world as it is today and as the world really is. Therefore, the old religions are no longer needed.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't say that. If something does have a divine source, then it can certainly be applicable to us today. And for us, one thing, going back to the Book of Mormon, is we believe it was actually written and held back to come forth in these latter days. It wasn't written for the people who experienced it. Mm-hmm. It was specifically selected and written for us. So it answers the type of questions we might have today, the issues that we're wrestling with in this modern world. That's what it's all about. And I feel that for a lot of New Age religions, I think much of this you could probably look and go back to the 1960s when there was a great disillusion, at least in our country, with traditional values,
yes,
and government and culture and all that. I think a lot of what people were searching for is a new answer, but it seems like a lot of what they're trying to do is they're trying to get rid of or reject anything that might be difficult, mm-hmm, you know, restrictions put on them. And sometimes those difficulties are necessary. You know, sometimes we need those limits. I think many of the New Age philosophies are kind of telling people, you don't have to worry about it. You know, it's everything's going to work out. You don't need to live a difficult discipline or, you know, be restricted by the rules of religions of the past. And I think maybe those rules and restrictions were there for a reason.
Do you think that we are in the end days, as talked about in the Book of Revelations, or by many of the televangelists that are on TV? Harold Camping, who passed away not that long ago, was a great one for giving different dates for the end of time. And is there such a thing with the LDS?
Well, not as far as having dates. We do believe we are in the latter days of our Earth's existence, and that's actually part of the name of the Church.
Sure.
It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, to distinguish us from the Church of, say, the saints in the days of the original apostles. So we believe that there's a lot that's coming on in these days. The Book of Revelation would talk about some of that. Mm-hmm. But as far as when that happens, you might notice that anyone who tries to set that down on a date is always proven wrong.
Yes.
So the date is not given for us to know, but only to try and be as prepared as we can. And there are certain things that still have yet to happen in the world before the end days or the second coming of Christ can come. And things will progressively get worse, but in some ways they will also progressively get better as well. We believe that as the power of darkness increases, the power of good will increase to counterbalance that. So yes, these are the latter days, but we feel that there's not really a need to fear. We have a saying, which is to stand in holy places, and that can be a physical thing, but also can be an emotional, spiritual thing as well. That, you know, that's one way to guard against the trials that are to come, is to try and, you know, have yourself in a good position as far as your relationship with the world around you, mm-hmm, with God, with things like that.
How different is family life for a family within the LDS compared to other religious philosophies?
Family life?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't think that it's that different. I mean, for us, we believe that families are very important. And if you think of the idea that that spirits are pre-existing and they're waiting for their opportunity to come to Earth and have a body, then the role of having children and raising them is a very, very important one. And so we believe that the greatest task a man can have is to be a father. The greatest task a woman can have is to be a mother. And we believe that the home should be a very sacred place, and there should be love and spirit there. It should always be one where it can be a refuge from the world outside. So, you know, we kind of tend to be a little bit traditional and old-fashioned in some ways, but we do believe in the importance of the family unit. Yep. We believe that families can be together forever in the eternities after this world. In fact, that's the whole point of being in a family, is to prepare us for that.
You know what? I believe in old-fashioned. Old-fashioned in my book works. Daniel, stand by. You and I have to take our final break. Exo Nation, Daniel Johnson is our special guest this hour. And he is the principal author of An LDS Guide to Mesoamerica and An LDS Guide to the Yucatan. And his website is ldsguide.blogspot.com. And Daniel and I will be back on the other side of this break as we continue here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. My name is Rob McConnell. We'll be back. Don't go away. Each new extreme weather event or terrorist act, it becomes increasingly obvious that we live in uncertain and challenging times. We all buy car insurance. Why not collapse and catastrophe insurance? Matthew Stein, an MIT-trained engineer and green builder, has written two outstanding books to help people prepare, plan for, and deal with everything from minor situations lasting a few days to full-on collapse. Matt's first book, When Technology Fails, is a manual for self-reliance, sustainable living, and surviving the long emergency. This massive book covers the gamut from first aid and emergency preparedness to alternative healing, renewable energy, primitive living skills, and 18th century technologies that could be critical to your comfort and survival in a long-lasting crisis. Matt's second book, When Disaster Strikes, is a comprehensive emergency preparedness handbook and survival guide. When Disaster Strikes is an essential item for every family's go bag. Both books are available at all usual sources. There's a wealth of totally free information posted at whentechfails.com, and author signed copies may be purchased at mattstein.com. That's www.whentechfails.com and www.mattstein.com. Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jennings, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and son of God. And finally, after the worship of many gods, they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. Daniel Johnson is our special guest of this hour. He's the principal author of An LDS Guide to Mesoamerica and An LDS Guide to the Yucatan. Both books are available on Amazon.com and many other online bookstores or from the publisher, Cedar Fort. And if you'd like to visit Daniel's blogspot, it's www.ldsguide.blogspot.com. First of all, Daniel, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a great pleasure having you with us. In your opinion, what is the significant difference between the Church of the Latter-day Saints, which is known lovingly as the Mormons, compared to any other religion?
To any other religion? Wow. I would say that a big thing for us is that we believe in continuing revelation. We believe the heavens are not closed, that just as, you know, in the ancient times, God could speak to prophets and new scripture could come forth, that can happen today. And if anyone needs that in any day of the world, in any age, I think that's today, where there are a lot of difficulties and challenges going on. So that's something that we certainly believe, that we have a direct connection as people on this earth to God, to our Heavenly Father, and that we can receive direction and guidance, and that new truth can be revealed.
That only makes sense.
I think so.
Yeah, because, you know, as I see it, God's alive. Why would he stop communicating?
Yeah. And so, hello? Yeah, Book of Mormon is part of that.
Exactly. Before we go, I one of the greatest ambassadors that the LDS has are the men and women that do missionary work. And I have to tell you, they are the most politest. They are the most knowledgeable, really super people that I meet.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. That's certainly our goal. And I did that many years ago in my youthful days in another country. And I had the experience to know quite a few and to work with some, you know, right now. And if you think about young people these days and what they could be doing, these young men and women are really putting other people's needs ahead of their own and doing something and sacrificing in many ways. And I think it's in order to really show a good deal of love and compassion towards people. And that's kind of what it's all about.
You and I have got to say so long for tonight, Daniel. Once again, I want to thank you so much. Let our listeners know where they can get your book and promote your website. And if people would like further information about the Church of Latter-day Saints, how can they find out more?
Well, I'm sure everyone has a Mormon friend they could talk to and ask. And, you know, the missionaries, those young men and women that are, you know, dressed nicely and are so polite and have little name tags, you can always ask them. That's what they're out there for. You know, there are many good ways to find out information. The church has its own websites, and it's LDS.org. People can type in and get all sorts of questions, anything they might have. It's you know, there's so many ways. You know, there's no reason anymore to be in the dark.
Once again, thank you very much. It's a great pleasure talking to you. Continued success, and I look forward to the next time you join us here in the X-Zone.
Thank you. I'd love to do that.
All right. Take care of yourself. X-Zone Nation, once again, Daniel Johnson has been my guest this hour, and he is the author, the principal author of An LDS Guide to Mesoamerica and An LDS Guide to the Yucatan. Well, that's it for tonight, X-Zone Nation. I'll be back tomorrow night at 10 o'clock as once again we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X-Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. So until tomorrow night, remember, take care of each other and always keep your eyes to the sky and your heart to the light. Good night now.